Anybody in Victoria who is milking cows as part of a business or is keeping cows that are to be milked as part of a business needs to be licensed with Dairy Food Safety Victoria.
And as Dairy Food Safety Victoria, you didn't used to control bath milk or raw milk. That was kind of outside your area. But has that now changed?
So what it's in, what the new arrangement is intended to do is very carefully differentiate the product. So what we want to do is ensure that people who are producing milk not in, or producing dairy products not intended for human consumption will clearly identify those products as not being for human consumption and make them so they're not able to be consumed in the same way as other cosmetics are treated to ensure they can't be consumed. So whilst we won't be technically regulating that, we'll be making sure that they're very clearly differentiated as not for food.
And is that where the bittering, the introduction of bittering agents and things like that comes in as well?
That is one of the options that a producer could take. There are a number of different ways that they could achieve that unable to be consumed or deter consumption, and a bittering agent is one of those ways.
Are there many people producing milk not for consumption, for cosmetic purposes?
At the moment, we're only aware of four of our licensees who actually do sell bath milk. There are a number of others who might produce other sort of cosmetic products, but the ones we're focused on at the moment are bath milk producers because that's the product that is most likely to be able to be mistaken or taken to be food.
Now, last week on the Country Hour, we heard from a smaller producer who was concerned that he'd found it a bit difficult to source information about that change. Has it been tough to get information out there?
Look, yes, we haven't as yet had a significant amount of information to give because, as you can appreciate, this suggestion has moved very quickly. We're talking to the four licensees that we're aware of who operate in this space, and we talked to them prior to this matter going public. And it is the intention of Dairy Food Safety Victoria to write to all licensees in the next day or two to provide them with advice about the new licence conditions that will come into place immediately on receipt of the letter, and also to explain to them that if they wish to continue to or to produce products not for human consumption, they need to be in touch with Dairy Food Safety Victoria so we can discuss how that might happen.
Have you had any indication from those producers who are doing the cosmetic milk as to whether they'll adhere to these new conditions?
Yes, they've all had a conversation with me that indicates their willingness to participate in the system, to continue to participate in the system, and we're talking with them about the different ways that each of them might decide to go. There may be some people who will decide to get out of the market completely, but there's others who will ensure that their products then comply with the new licence conditions.
I was about to ask, so there does seem to be potentially some indication that people were potentially using cosmetic milk as a way to sell the raw milk for drinking are now saying, well, we just won't do that anymore.
Yes, well, that's a business decision up to the producers to decide because there is a very simple way of ensuring that your bath milk will comply with these conditions the producers should be able to speak with us and put that into place relatively quickly once the supply system gets back into its normal operating mode.
Now, another aspect of this is the idea of a herd share or a cow share scheme, and it gets a little bit complicated, but can you kind of summarise how that scheme has been working in a nutshell?
In Victoria, irrespective of whether you distribute your milk for retail sale or through a herd share arrangement, the licensing requirements are from Dairy Food Safety Victoria apply equally. So in Victoria, a herd share arrangement is a supply of milk, and if there is any kind of business associated with that, the regulatory system applies.
Okay, and so that's so for people that aren't familiar with it, that's a system where, as a consumer, you can buy a share of a cow and then take the product of that cow, the milk, and drink it potentially as raw milk. But it sounds like that won't be a loophole. Is that fair to say?
That's correct, because in Victoria, those the licensee or the person who operates the farm, so long as there was any kind of business associated with the keeping of those cows and the milking of them, would be required to be licensed with Dairy Food Safety Victoria.
And just finally, I gather that this doesn't change raw milk consumption on farm, so dairy farmers can still drink milk essentially directly from the cow itself. Is there a risk that that could become the new loophole, that people will travel to farms to get milk that way?
So long as a farmer is providing that milk to somebody else to do something with, they're required to be licensed, and the license arrangement will apply to that transaction. A farmer or on their own property is able to use their raw milk for a variety of purposes, and they manage the risks on farm associated with that. My experience has been, and the social media comment I've seen in recent days would indicate, that most farmers are very well aware of the risks associated with the consumption of raw milk by people, and take steps to ensure that risk is managed within their own families.